traffic controller was talking about a dead cat with a giggling female friend as a small plane flew toward a collision with a helicopter. Nine people were killed in the August 8th accident over the Hudson River in New York. There's no indication the controller was aware of the danger until he was alerted by other controllers moments before the crash. Gold prices have hit a new record as the dollar continues to drop in value. Spot gold hit a record high of $1,058 an ounce today before dipping slightly. The jump happened after a weak dollar spawned a rush for gold and precious metals. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and certainly our guest this afternoon will be Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to let you just pick the story up and go from there. For those of you who don't know Dr. Cuddy, he is certainly taught at the university level. He's worked in industry. He was on the Department of Education, in the Department of Education during the Reagan years. He's an excellent researcher, a prolific writer, and you can read his articles on almost a weekly basis at newswithviews.com. And we'll tell you a little later about the books he's written, which we still have in print. But Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story there.
Well, the last time we talked, I was into my News with Views column that was titled Obamacare, regarding the various initiatives and proposals that President Obama has put forward that Congress is supposedly following through with regarding the legislation, although there's still an ongoing debate about it. But what I like to do is to put things within a frame of reference of a larger plan, as I call them, the power elite has moving us forward. And in that regard, we'll get to this in a minute, I would remind the listeners to look at the Nazis as not some isolated aberration, some evil group or people who came about and there was a war and they were destroyed and that was the end of that. They're merely a subpart of a larger plan. The Nazis were facilitated to power and then taken out of power at the appropriate moment that the power elite deemed necessary for their continued plan. And in that regard, in one of my future columns, I'll explain how these things work. Oftentimes, If you go to a grocery store, you'll probably see some sort of security person looking. You know, they'll be looking around for people shoplifting, you know, expensive meats or wines or whatever. And one of the things I've told them, the security people, about, which apparently they didn't realize at first, was what you got to watch out for is the person who's obvious. Because chances are, if they're obvious, they're working with a partner who isn't obvious. And the reason the first person is being obvious is so that you will watch them and be led over, you know, to the banana section or something while their partner is there getting the wine or whatever the real objective is. And so a lot of people regarding the Nazis, for example, will look at the end of World War II and say, oh, yes, the Nazis, when they saw they were losing, they came up with this plan to send their people out and beyond for maybe a resurgence of the Fourth Reich and so forth. And, yes, we're aware of that. Yes, the Mossad is monitoring that. Yes, we got that under control. We've tracked those people. Yes. Well, my point is that's the conspiracy that you're supposed to see. you know, you are supposed to see them and monitor them and track them and find them and, you know, and think you're in command. You know, that's, you're supposed to have that because that's a, what they call a feint in chess and so forth. When the real plan was developed much earlier, about the time the U.S. was entering the war, then that's the real plan that you're not supposed to know about and which I'm trying to explain. So anyway, when I'm looking at Obamacare and the things I'm saying and about to say, I'm not saying that Obama and organizations like Planned Parenthood are, quote, Nazis, you know, full of a bunch of Nazis. They're not, I'm fairly sure. But there is sort of an underlying philosophy behind all of this which fits the power elite's plan. And that's where we are. When we left off, I was talking about Planned Parenthood, and a lot of their agenda from decades and decades coming from Margaret Sanger and her friendship with Ernst Rudin, who was a leading Nazi scientist, and they were heavily into eugenics and euthanasia and so forth. Planned Parenthood agenda sort of seems insidiously throughout these what's called the America's Affordable Health Choices Act and Obama's proposals, at least underlying them. They're not obvious, but they're underlying it. And so what I was doing was recounting how Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan in 1969 was at a conference of pediatricians in Pittsburgh where a Dr. Richard Day, who had been the previous 3 years National Medical Director of Planned Parenthood from 1965-68, delivered a speech, and he said, nothing's going to stop us now, and we have these plans, and it was extensive. But in particular, he referred to plans for limiting population increase and that euthanasia, this is according to Dr. Dunnigan, Dr. Day said this, that euthanasia would become more accepted as the cost of medical care would intentionally, I want to emphasize that word, intentionally be made burdensomely high. That's the way they work. They create situations, I mentioned this about the 9/11 attack, the power elite creates situations which coerce people into saying, oh, please do, you know, whatever, take away our Second Amendment rights, take away our privacy, you know, look at our sneakers when we get on a plane, whatever it is. They create a situation, the public reacts to that, and they use that public reaction to fulfill their goals. So, one of the people who I had mentioned and will pick up on now is an individual who is one of these czars. This is the science czar of Obama named John Holdren. Now, I had mentioned before about some of what Holdren had said in the past, and now, some 30 years or so later, Holdren has said he's changed his mind and he rejects forced population control measures. In his earlier measures, he would have pressured, not forced, but pressured people to accept certain population control measures. For example, he had recommended a capsule that could limit or space births with official permission. So when we come up to today, relevant to H.R. 3200, that is the America's Affordable Health Choices Act. They always, you know, make this have a nice sounding name to these acts that Congress is looking at. Section 1233 mandates what's called advanced care planning consultation. Now, in there, what you have is senior citizens who receive any federal assistance for medical care will be required to receive, quote, counseling, quote, every 5 years. Notice they just say this is just counseling. Well, what kind of counseling recommendations might they receive? Well, the bill talks about, quote, palliative care and hospice, end quote. Those are among the recommendations that can be given to a person and their family. Now, if you're familiar with those terms, what you know about those terms is that type of care is not designed to lead toward one's recovery. And when medical care is rationed, as it is in nearly all socialist nations, these types of consultations and recommendations are common. Now, to me, and the reason I mentioned the Nazis originally, is to me, this sounds a little too close to Hitler's, what he called, Action T4, the T standing for Tiergartenstrabe 4. And that was Hitler's euthanasia decree. It was delivered in Berlin on September 1, 1939, early on, 2 years before we got in the war. And that stated that, quote, Reich leader Bueller and Dr. Brandt, that was Hitler's personal physician, are charged with the responsibility for expanding the authority of physicians to be designated by name to the end that patients considered incurable according to the best available human judgment of their state of health can be granted a mercy death. You know, nice language. And right there in my News with Views column, if you look, I show a poster. You can actually see this poster. It's in the German language. And it has, you know, this person in the white coat behind this individual in the wheelchair who they are going to grant a mercy death. In other words, they're going to kill him, you know, whether he wants to or not. But they'll call it a mercy death. You know, he's incurable. We're just going to put him out of his misery. We're doing it for his good. And so, and you also may want to look at a book by Henry Friedlander called The Origins of Nazi Genocide, From Euthanasia to the Final Solution. And
well, I think we're
going
to
pick up later.
We're going to have to interrupt you there. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're running out of money. The Ponzi scheme's running out of money. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. The only solution is kill to the elderly. Withhold care, and when they die off, why, you may have enough money to keep this Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and so you pick up the story, Dennis.
Okay, I had mentioned one book, and I'll mention a second one regarding the Nazis, and that's Michael Burley's book titled Death and Deliverance, Euthanasia in Germany, 1900 to 1945 is another one. Now, back to President Obama. Remember that he has called for what he called a commission of experts who would determine what he calls, quote, best practices, end quote. And that would include the best practices at life's end. And this is often where the rationing would come in. And so Diane Sawyer had an interview with him on ABC, and she asked him, you know, would these best practices be enforced by law? And he didn't deny it. He didn't say, no, of course they would not be. He didn't deny it. All right, so that makes one a little suspicious. And remember, too, that at a town hall meeting in June, back in June, he had a town hall meeting, and President Obama's there, and he's asking, you know, answering questions. And at that meeting, he suggested to the terminally ill and elderly, quote, this is what he said, maybe you are better off not having the surgery, but taking the painkiller, end quote. Now, think about that. In other words, what he's saying is just go on and die. Don't have that surgery, but kill the pain while you're dying. That's what that means. So if you think about it, it has that same underlying insidiously eugenic philosophy behind him. And also concerning H.R. 3200 that Congress is looking at, there's another section, Section 1713 of the bill. You can find it on pages 767, 768. And that refers to a, quote, child under 2 years of age who is eligible for medical assistance under this title, but only to the extent determined by the secretary based upon evidence that such services are effective in one or more of the following, and, for example, one of these is increasing birth intervals between pregnancies. So you're only going to get this medical assistance if the secretary, that's the federal secretary of health, human services, so on, looks at this evidence and says, well, yeah, those services will be effective in increasing birth intervals between pregnancies. Now, I'm sure that there are a number of reasons why one would want to, you know, space out the births in your family. But the point is, why is the government telling people in healthcare legislation, why is it taking the position that spacing is a good thing if the secretary determines that, when there can be any number of reasons for spacing not to occur? For example, a woman, you know, doesn't get married until she's 40, and she doesn't want to wait around, you know, 7 or 8 years to space the children out. Okay, now, in general, while President Obama and Holdren, whom I mentioned, and another czar, a regulatory czar named Sunstein, and H.R. 3200, all four of these things, are not forcing the American people to do certain things regarding health care or population control, To me, it's unsettling to see that government is taking the position or enacting policies that pressure people supposedly voluntarily to do certain things in their own private lives. And that's what it's doing. And you can see, if you think about it, where this precedent would lead. Now, we already have seen government force people to wear seat belts, even though some people have been killed because of them. There are literally a lot of people who, if they had not been wearing a seatbelt, would be alive today, but they're dead because they wore the seatbelt. For example, there's a crash and the seatbelt traps them in the car. They're, you know, panicking. The car starts to burn. They can't get out in time, and they die in the fire. Or the car goes into the water, and if they hadn't been wearing the seatbelt, they could have pushed open the door and gone out and, you know, swam up to the surface. But because it takes them about 10 seconds or so to try and get that seatbelt loose, it delays it and they're dead. The point is, you have to be really, really careful about government saying we are forcing you to do certain things regarding your own private life, your health, whatever it is. And so we've already seen the government go even further and sanction the killing of many innocent people, like Terry Schiavo. That's what he did, even though it could have been easily prevented by any number of people. Could have been prevented by President Bush, could have been prevented by Jeb Bush. In Florida, what they actually did, according to them, was assisted suicide. They said, well, she would have wanted to end her life if she ever got in this condition, so we're helping her to do that, is what her husband basically said, and the judge agreed with it. Well, that's if you translate that, that's really an assisted suicide, which in Florida is illegal, and it was illegal at the time. Very easy to prevent that. And President Bush, you know, I mean, he huffs and puffs and pro-life and so forth and so on. But what you got to remember is back in September 1 of 1999, he actually signed a measure in Texas that said that health care facilities could stop providing care for people in a terminally ill stage, even though the objections of the family. I mean, the family said, well, we want surgery, we want this, you know, maybe Aunt Jane will recover. He authorized I forget the name of it, this a Deliverance Act or something like that, which said after 10 days, a health care facility can just stop. They just stop, you know, even if the family, the patient, whatever, says, well, we would like this care. No, no, we're not going to do it. You know, goodbye, get out of here, whatever. Okay, so this philosophy sort of underlies things, and so my question then was, what's next? Well, we're not sure, but you have to wonder why President Obama would pick a health advisor like Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. He's the chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel's brother. Why would he pick him unless he thought that his ideas are at least within the bounds of consideration? Now, I'm sure that Dr. Emanuel has some, you know, some mainstream medical approaches and so forth. But you should also be aware of his rather extreme views. For example, in the June 18, 2008 edition of JAMA, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association, in there he blamed the Hippocratic Oath for the what he called the overuse of medical care. Saying it's admonition to, as the oath says, to use my power to help the sick to the best of my ability and judgment. Dr. Emanuel said that should be tempered by consideration of cost or effect on others. In other words, well, if the cost is a little too high or, you know, it might cause some other people a problem, well, we ought to take that into consideration if we're going to, you know, pull the plug on Granny or whatever. He also favors what I've written about in the past, a communitarian approach, which that is basically balancing the needs of an individual and the society as a whole. That's, you know, that's what his philosophy is coming from. George W. Bush has the same philosophy. He's a communitarian. And writing in the Hastings Center report, that's there's a Hastings Center. They look at death and dying and other issues like that. And in their report of November-December of 1996, Dr. Emanuel explained that, quote, we'll pick up afterward.
I think we need to understand that Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel hates the Hippocratic Oath because it requires doctors to try to do what's best for their patients and not to kill them. And he openly has been critical of the Hippocratic Oath, saying it really needs to be done away with. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and I would simply point out that we do carry a number of Dr. Cuddy's books. We carry his book, Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. It's a small little book, but it's got a lot of great wisdom in it. We carry 2 books and a pamphlet on mental health screening, which is very important because it's got a lot more than mental health. It goes into the whole gamut of the things that are going on today. fascinating source of information. We carry Dr. Cuddy's book on the road to socialism, the timeline for the New World Order, with over 2,000 quotations there. This deals with timeline for the New World Order with dealing with education. And certainly, if you just call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Why, certainly we'll be glad to give you a rundown of the books that we carry. But certainly go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy, and pick up the story where we left off. You were talking about the people who surround Barack Obama, and so many of them seem to be intent upon doing away with the elderly, certainly withholding care when they get older, trying to talk them to be better off if they were just... They want off to a nice hospice, and ladies and gentlemen, when you go to a hospice, you go there to die. Why would anybody want to send somebody to a hospice that didn't need to go to a hospice? Well, if they're not there requiring medical care and taking Social Security, there'll be more money for the politicians to spend. Isn't that logical? And we couldn't have anything happen to the ability of the politicians to provide for their pensions and their benefits, could we? Go right ahead.
Eugenics and euthanasia were before the Nazis. The Nazis were just one subpart of this whole movement. They used it for their own particular purposes, but the philosophy was there before them, and after World War II, it has continued. And it's proceeding to this day. It has a couple of main aspects. There are certain people who are, as Margaret Sanger would say, dysgenic stocks. She included Catholics, blacks, Jews, gypsies, and so forth in that group. And Hitler just sort of picked up on it. Ernst Rudin and the rest of them just picked up on that. And also, in terms of euthanasia, there are certain lives which are at certain states of existence which are not worth maintaining. Me elderly or somebody severely disabled. And in this case, with Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who is the leading health advisor to President Obama. I mean, you got to wonder, out of thousands and thousands of people he could pick, he picks this fellow. In the Hastings Center report, November-December 1996, he explained that, quote, covering services provided to individuals who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens are not basic. Translation. They always put in this sort of confusing language. But what he's saying is, okay, maybe we should provide people with basic medical care, but if certain people have irreversible health problems, well, then that's not basic, providing that. And he goes on. He says, and should not be guaranteed. And he says, an obvious example is not guaranteeing health services to patients with dementia. I mean, think about that. I have a friend right now, a good friend. Her mother, I see her out and about. She's at the cafeteria. We carry on a conversation. She smiles, laughs, goes about her business, and so forth. Well, clinically, she has dementia. Well, according to Ezekiel Emanuel, they don't have to provide health services to that woman. I mean, think about that. Think about the vast implications of that kind of mindset. And so, anyway, he's the primary health advisor for President Obama. More recently, Dr. Emanuel and his co-authors in The Lancet, that's a British medical publication, this was January of this year, January 31, they wrote about what they called a, quote, complete lives system. Regarding how to allocate resources. We're going to manage your care. And according to this complete life, do you have a complete life, or maybe it's not complete? And so Dr. Emanuel and his co-authors explained that, quote, treating 65-year-olds differently than younger people because they have already had more life years is not ageist. In other words, if we decide to treat people 65 and older differently than the rest of the people, we're not being age discriminatory, even though, it looks like that. He said, no. That's not being discriminatory by age. And concerning near the beginning of life, they wrote in this article, quote, Adolescents have received substantial education and parental care, investments that will be wasted without a complete life. Then he said, they say, infants, by contrast, have not received these investments. As the legal philosopher Ronald Dworkin argues, this is still within Emmanuel's quote, it is terrible when an infant dies, but worse, most people think, when a three-year-old dies, and worse still, when an adolescent dies, end quote. This argument is supported by empirical surveys. Now, that's their attitude. I mean, think about that. Well, you know, this child is real little, and we haven't put enough education and money into them that we have this teenager. So we're going to differentiate between who gets what kind of care and how much. Just on that basis, you know, it's like we are things to be managed. And they have this little, you know, cost chart here. And, well, let's see, the mathematical model says that this cost, and okay, well, this person then won't get health care under a rationed system. That's the way they look at things. So could this type of thinking reflect that of those who would be in charge of administering Obamacare in an ominous future? I mean, I've given, you know, Sunstein, Holdren, now Dr. Emmanuel, all of these people surrounding him and are in charge of this health proposals that he's coming up with. And so I say perhaps it is worth noting at this point that in my booklet that Dr. Stan just mentioned, it's Conspiracy, the subtitle Secret Records Reveal, a little 50-page booklet. If you look at the 8th edition, beginning there in February of 2002, and there I'm writing about the future, you know, what's coming in the future, this is what I wrote. I say, quote, the Order, you know, that's like Big Brother, I call them the Order there. The Order trained ministers of euthanasia so that people would not suffer unnecessarily when their usefulness to the Order had ended. This was done by euthanasia chemical compositions patented by Michigan State University. On July 1, 1994, a law firm representing the university declared that the compositions were intended for use in lower animals, but then added, this is a law firm from Michigan State, they said, if it should ever become legal to use the compositions on human beings, the patent claims should encompass the use of compositions of the present invention for this purpose, end quote. Now, just in case you're wondering where the money for this came from, funding for that university's research in this project came from HUCCHST, H-O-E-C-H-S-T, A-G. Who were they? Their parent company of Roussel Ucloff. Who were they? They're the developer of the RU486 abortion pill and stepchild of IG Farben, which manufactured the Nazi concentration camps gases in the 1940s. And in that regard, you can refer to my four-part series of News with Views titled The Power Lead and the Secret Nazi Plan. So now, isn't that nice? You know, this euthanasia composition for these lower animals, well, you know, if it ever becomes legal to use it on humans, you know, our patent covers that. I mean, this is the way these people think. And if you think that the so-called watchdog media would protest any autocratic policies emanating from President Obama, you need to think again, since he has been given, I guess, his deity status by Newsweek editor-at-large Evan Thomas. Now, he's the one with that Rhodes Scholar Walter Isaacson, who wrote that book, The Wise Men, about these six CFR guys who are extremely powerful.
Well, anyway, don't worry just about it. Hold that thought. You know, they've just given Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, talk about deity. Here is the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Obviously, great accomplishments. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, talking about, of course, the fact that we have people at the highest levels of our government who have a different worldview. They see nothing wrong with offing the elderly. It's just applied science. They don't believe in the dignity of the individual. And certainly Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, the chief science advisor to the president, chief medical advisor to the president, has openly talked about how terrible the Hippocratic Oath is and how doctors have to choose, you know, to serve two functions. One is to serve society and, well, you know, certainly not to try to do too much for his patients. Is that the sort of America you want? Not the sort of America that I want, and that's one reason I'm pretty, very happy I'm no longer practicing medicine, because they are going to reward the doctors who withhold care and punish the doctors who try to take good care of their patients. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Right, and I know many medical schools now don't even require the Hippocratic Oath to be taken by their young physicians coming out of there for just this reason. It's that that eugenic sort of mentality, including euthanasia, that this is operational now. And what I was talking about before, Evan Thomas, editor-at-large of Newsweek, proclaiming that this is the watchdog. You know, they're supposed to be watching Obama and Congress and asking them the tough questions and challenging them. He literally, on the program TV program Hardball, June 9 of this year, declared Obama to be God. He said, quote, this is Evan Thomas on the show Hardball, quote, "I mean, in a way, Obama is standing above the country, above the world. He's sort of God," end quote. I mean, think about that. Obama has been declared a sort of a God. Now, what I had said was about Thomas. He's a guy who wrote with Walter Isaacs and the Rhodes Scholar a book called The Wise Men about the six powerful CFR members. But Evan Thomas is also the fellow, one of my previous columns was the 8th anniversary of 9/11. He's the guy who tried to laugh off my inquiries on the phone when I was talking to him about Newsweek twice referring to these top Pentagon officials who on September 10, 2001, suddenly canceled their travel plans for the morning of 9/11. He tried to yuck his way out of that, but I wasn't buying it. But anyway, that's the guy who's just declared Obama is sort of God. Now, one aside, I'll probably put it in one of my future News with Views columns, but I'll pick up on it today, because euthanasia, eugenics and euthanasia. Euthanasia, in a general sense, is either killing off or coercing the killing of or pressuring the death of certain individuals for certain reasons. And so it even includes the military. You remember when Henry Kissinger, back 30 years ago, said, according to Al Haig, he overheard him, Kissinger, saying that soldiers are nothing but dumb animals to be used in the furtherance of our foreign policy. So why am I bringing that up? Well, recently there's been a great deal of news regarding an all-day attack by the Taliban against U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. You've probably seen it during the past week. You know, big story, all-day attack. And the Taliban were in the mountains, and they were firing down into a valley in which American soldiers were located, and eight of our soldiers were killed because they were located in an outpost that made them basically sitting ducks. That's what they were. And what I did was, when I saw this report by Dan Harris with ABC News, I called him up, and I said, "Dan, this is just like the end of the movie Fort Apache. If you haven't seen it, if you're too young, you ought to look at these. There was something called a cavalry trilogy with John Wayne. This is one of them. In Fort Apache, it's the late 1940s when these were made. And in there, at the end, John Wayne is pleading with Henry Fonda not to send the cavalry into this valley where the Apaches will be firing down on them from the mountains on either side. Wayne actually challenges him and says it's suicide to do that. And, you know, Henry Fonda calls him a coward and so forth. But the point is, Wayne says it's suicide. Now, to explain how simple this is, when I was a little fellow, about 4 years old, there was a neighbor who was six, and he had a broken leg, and so he was laid up. And so we went to visit him, and he had some, you know, nice train sets and all that. And I remember, even today, he had this table, and he had this large battlefield set on this table. And it had his little soldiers and hills and valleys. It was really rather elaborate. And even then, you know, I'm four and he's six. Even then, we had enough sense not to place our soldiers in the valleys where the enemy could fire down upon them. Therefore, it seems to me that there's only one of two possible conclusions regarding that recent attack in Afghanistan. One, either our military leaders are extremely incompetent, and I want to emphasize that word, extremely incompetent, more stupid than a four-year-old, or our soldiers were deliberately placed there to be sitting ducks for some larger purpose. Either way, We as a people and our soldiers are in serious trouble.
Well, I'm going to have to leave it right there, but we'll look forward to getting back to this same theme next week. God bless, Dennis. I think it's important to realize that they're sending our boys over there to die in a war we never intended to win. And the reason we know that is because somebody is funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And, of course, it's largely American tax dollars going to the Pakistani government that goes to the ISI that funds the Taliban, creating the best enemy American tax dollars can die. God bless, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, fine. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Then, of course, 2 weeks from Sunday, we're having our all-day conference. Everything's coming together, getting exciting to see everything happening, and we do hope that many of you will be able to come. If you can, you're going to have to sign up here in the next week because we have to have know how many people are coming for lunch. You have to have reservations. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to consider getting a case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, the book sells for $12.95. It's an excellent weapon, and we need this sort of weapon. If we're dealing with people, well, you can get a 60 of the books for $149.95 plus shipping. And, of course, we only ask that you be patient. We're not going to give use your credit card until such time as we actually make the order to get them printed and we have the books in hand, and then we'll use your credit card. But if we have enough people to pledge, why, we'll get another printing going. It's 10th or 11th printing. It's a book that you can give away, you can sell at full price, whatever you want to do. But we want to get that book back in print, and certainly we think it's important. It's an important weapon that you could use to reach people. So again, the number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, if you want to know about the pony swine flu epidemic and what this is really all about, we have a 4-tape set on the swine flu epidemic. If you want to understand the dangers overall of vaccines, why the DVDs are Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda and Vaccines and Brain Development. Now, if you get the first one, which is a talk by Dr. Ayoub, you get with that a free CD-ROM that gives you several thousand pages of files, government files, papers, that show that they know that the mercury is poisoning the brains of our children. Dr. Blaylock's talk on vaccines and brain development is excellent. We have, of course, a 4-CD set, Vaccine Update 2006. We actually carry the Simpsonwood report. It was a secret CDC report. You can pull it down off the Internet, but you can get it through us all nicely bound. And, of course, it simply shows you that the CDC knows that the mercury is damaging the minds of our children, and they are intentionally destroying their minds. That's why the latest report is that 1 in 90 to 100 children is now autistic. The epidemic is spreading and spreading rapidly. That means 1 in every 60 to 70 boys has had their lives destroyed, and the people in the Centers for Disease Control, the wicked and evil people who lead that organization, know what they're doing. If you've never read my book on the AIDS epidemic, AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic, it goes right along with this. They have killed over a 500,000 Americans with AIDS, all dying unnecessarily. The book, AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic, and certainly over another million are infected and will die, and they're killing off Africa. They know what they're doing. That's why they would suddenly outlaw DDT, because it was saving too many lives from malaria. We'll be right back at Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And one of my guests for this afternoon is Michael Peruka of my goodness, it looks like we've got a lot of static there. And, I think we'll just cut him off. We're going to have to cut him off and call him back. So I'm just going to cut him off here and get our producer to call him back again. And hopefully we'll get a better line, because Michael Peruka is the president of the Institute on the Constitution that's doing a great job as far as educating people all across America as to the danger of the facing our nation, and trying to get people to understand that what's going on as far as the effort to destroy our Constitution. Now, if we don't have a Constitution, why are we going to lose our nation? If we don't go back to the restrictions that are placed on the set power of government, why, of course, freedom as we know it will simply disappear. And that sounds a lot better. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, it is an honor to be with you, and I hope the static stays away so we can have a nice conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
I hope you're doing well in Monterey, California, that beautiful place out there.
Well, we are, but then you live in a beautiful place too. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, because the problem we have today is we have people at the highest levels of our government who hate the Constitution, whose loyalty is not to America, even though they've sworn to uphold the Constitution and maintain our sovereignty. They are those groups that were sworn to oppose when we promised to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we've got an awful lot of domestic enemies at the highest levels of our government today. You pick up the story.
Well, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan, and thank you again. It's always an honor. It's always an honor to be with you, and I thank you for your hospitality and being on your program. As you know, Institute on the Constitution, which we began almost 10 years ago now. It's coming up on 10 years.
Is it really 10 years? We've been with you most of that time, haven't we? We've been doing your program
right,
at least 9 years.
We've been talking since almost back that far. It's been a great privilege to actually be able to stand up and tell the truth, and in many cases, do what you do, is to speak truth to power. We need to we need to continually articulate the revolution that has happened since our framers came together and founded our country based on biblical principles, what we call the American view of law and government. And really, Dr. Stan, a revolution has happened since then. And if we're going to be effective about restoring the American Constitutional Republic, we have to be able to articulate the history of what has happened and how we've moved away from that view of law and government that was the view of our framers based on their biblical worldview. So we have to study. We have to be prepared. We have to gird ourselves up. We have to be ready to do that. And that's what we try to do at Institute on the Constitution. We try to prepare people to... Actually, what we're doing, Dr. Stan, is teaching civics. We're trying to teach people and rehearse how to think like an American again. We've gotten away from that. And it's not by accident that that's happened. You mentioned that our leaders sworn an oath to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet, in many cases, most cases, they are the enemy. And they are the enemy because they have an allegiance to something other than what you and I have an allegiance to and what our framers had an allegiance to, which is what you might sum up by saying liberty under law.
Or liberty.
We don't want that kind of a government.
Or liberty under God. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Michael was going to give us an example of how our founding fathers established this government and how it was to be run. And it was to be run by limiting the power of the central government. The central government is not to provide for the health and the welfare and education of our students, because if they can provide for the health and welfare and education of our students, then they've got to be able to control that. A government that can provide whatever you need has to be able to take whatever you have, but go right ahead.
Sure. Well, Dr. Stan, one of the things our founders did recognize, and we are very grateful that they enshrined this biblical understanding, into the documents of our founding, was this one of the things they did, that they had an idea that man had a sinful nature, that we had a fallen nature, and recognizing that fallen nature, they structured a government that didn't allow any one man or any one small group of men to assume a great deal of power. That what they feared was what they called consolidation of power. We would call it centralization of power or whatever, but they used the term consolidation. They feared that because they knew, as Lord Acton once said, that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. They realized that if power was concentrated in either one man or one small group of men, then there would be no way to escape tyranny and despotism. That's exactly what they sought to avoid. That's exactly why, in our government, they set up this horizontal understanding of separation of powers between the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branches, with checks and balances going back and forth on each other. Dr. Stan, I sometimes think today, if we didn't have that background in America, if we were cast out to just form a government based on and draw up a constitution based on our own devices nowadays, I dare say we probably wouldn't do that because we don't have in the culture today that same recognition of the fallen nature of man, of the sinful nature of man that they had. We base our ideas largely in the culture today because of television and government schools and other influences. We base our decisions on other models, not a biblical worldview. But we should be grateful. Our starting point should be that we should be grateful that at least these documents still exist. We could refer to them. We could go back and see them and read them, and we can read the quotations and the things that the men who wrote them said on these matters and on related matters, so that we can understand the context in which these documents were written. And that helps us to understand how very far we've drifted, or perhaps pushed away from that type of understanding. And that's very important for us as Americans today to articulate how we began and how we've been pushed away from that view, so that we can see the path, and we must find the path to return to that view. Here at Institute on the Constitution, we believe that that ultimate road back to constitutional government, we don't know all the twists and turns and paths that might take. We only know that it's a desirable goal, just like it was for our ancestors, and we want to give people the knowledge. You know, the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We want to try to reinvigorate the American culture with this understanding of our own. It's not a foreign history or heritage. It's our own history and our own heritage that we've lost contact with. It's almost like we don't know how to speak the language of our ancestors anymore. It's like if the English people didn't understand Shakespeare or the German people didn't understand Mozart anymore. We've lost this connection with our own ancestors, which was based on an understanding of God's law and his sovereign nature, and understanding that when I said earlier in the program here, liberty under law, and you said liberty under God, our ancestors recognized that law comes from God, that He is the source of all law. And so they would have understood that that would be, that we said, basically, the same thing. But that's not true today.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Michael. There's not probably one in a thousand Americans who knows that we're not a democracy and that you can go, you know, search and read all of our basic documents and state documents. All of them say we're a republic, and certainly when they mention the word democracy, it's only to decry that idea. But these ideas have been changed, and there's been an organized effort because of the efforts of the great tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford foundations, and other evil organizations founded in the occult, to change our educational system, to change what's said on television, to change what our politicians say. And when was the last time anybody said, we're not a democracy, we're a republic? Well, people like you and I do, but this is so seminal and foundational to understand what's going on, that and the fact that, as you say, our founding fathers believed that men are inherently evil. You can't trust them with power. That's why you need to chain them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution.
You're quoting Jefferson. That's what Jefferson said. The Constitution, and that, you know, what you're getting into there, Dr. Stan, is the very nature of the Constitution is precisely the opposite of what our current president, and by the way, I've actually, as of today, stopped calling him president. You may disagree with this, and some of your listeners may, but I saw a document today, and this is a rabbit trail. Excuse me for going down this. Excuse me for this, but this comes up in this conversation. And I saw two documents today, both signed by Nancy Pelosi, which were purported to be documents that testified to the Democratic Committee the Democratic National Committee, I suppose it was, that Barack Obama was going to be their candidate for president. One document they were both signed and notarized on the same day, which I believe was the 28th of August of 2008. One of them had a sentence that the other one was missing, and the missing sentence was that he was a qualified candidate. Apparently, and this is my speculation now, what you might divine by looking at these two documents side by side, both signed by Nancy Pelosi and both notarized on the same day. One contained the phrase that Barack Obama was qualified. He was going to be the candidate, and he was qualified to be the candidate. And the other had removed the sentence that said he was qualified. You may be familiar, and your listeners may be familiar with what I'm talking about. I just happened to see it today. But what it would lead one to believe is that those people in control of the Nancy Pelosi and those folks in control of the committee realized that he was not qualified, and so they took out the phrase that was that said that he was qualified. And this, of course, goes to the whole birth certificate question. But I went off on that tangent. From the point we were discussing having to do with what the Constitution, the type of document the Constitution is. The Constitution is a document which Dr. Paul Gilley calls a document of omission. That is to say, it lays forth that which the government is authorized to do, and if in fact something is not listed there specifically, listed there and enumerated there, then the authorization is not given to the government by the people. Mr. Obama, and that's why I'm calling Mr., I explained that, Mr. Obama has a different view. He says that if something is not prohibited by the Constitution, then he believes he is authorized to do it. So this is a revolutionary idea in American government.
Well, I agree with you. Unfortunately, Mr. Obama, does not believe in the Constitution. He's sworn to uphold it, but he doesn't believe in it. He wants to centralize all power. There's nothing in the Constitution that permits the federal government to provide for the health of the American people. In fact, what he's really talking about, of course, is euthanasia and eliminating the elderly because they cost too much to take care of. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows them to regulate, you know, the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. Things like this should be done at the state or the local level. And besides us, this whole global warming bit is a scam to destroy the industrial base of our nation by destroying our ability to create power and use power and generate power. And Mr. Obama sat for 20 years under the tutelage of Reverend Wright, who often would say, G.D. America. Reverend Wright saw many of the same problems that I see and you see with America, but he hates America. He didn't want to restore it. He hates it. And why would Barack Obama have sat for 20 years and listened to those rants of hatred for America? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I kind of have taken us off on a little tangent here. I apologize for that, but it's important for folks to know that there has been a revolution in American thought. And what we're about is not unlike what our founders were about, and that's restoring. We're about a restoration, not a revolution. We want to restore a connection to this American heritage.
And, of course, the thing is that the Constitution is still the law of our land. What we need to do, of course, is teach people about the Constitution and reclaim it. If the other side, the Barack Obamas, don't like our Constitution, then let them lead an effort to amend the Constitution. But they don't want to do that. They simply want to seize power and ignore the laws of our land.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Healer Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The allegiance is an international one.
Hold left. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess. Of course, it's Michael Pruskett. He's talking about the fact that our leaders seem to have another agenda. They're not interested in preserving our form of government. They're interested in bringing in a global government. And their loyalty is this idea of a one-world government rather than the United States, which they've sworn to uphold. So you pick up the story, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just about finished that thought. It's not only an international agenda, but it's also something much broader, much deeper, much uglier, much more evil. It's a diabolic agenda. It is an agenda that involves principalities. It involves the occult. It involves something much deeper. By the way, there's a very good book called Brotherhood of Darkness where you can learn about this.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
There's a very good book written by this guy named Dr. Stan Monteith, where you can learn more. And there's other good books about it too. But it's broader than just the international agenda. The international agenda is very important, I think, for people to understand. I don't just mean to bring gloom and doom. What is hopeful and what is a blessing, as I said earlier in the program, Dr. Stan, is that these documents of freedom, based on a biblical worldview, still exist. Oh, they've been ignored. They've been ignored by the media, and they are actively ignored by the institutions of learning that are government-funded. And, of course, if you think about it, if government wants to become God, why would in their schools or in their institutions, why would they want to teach you about God? They don't want to. They want you to believe that the state is God. This is the pagan view of law and government. So it makes sense if you see it that way. It makes sense that they would do that, because to teach you about a biblical worldview, to teach you about the nature of creation, to teach you about the true source of nature of law and government, would deny and obstruct their agenda. So, of course, they're not going to do that. If you want to learn that, if you want to learn about that, you need to look for alternative sources for that knowledge. You can't expect to send your children to a government school and have them learn about American government, because American government is something very different. The true nature of American law and government is very different from what is espoused in the pagan philosophy that you get in government schools or you get through the government media. I'm sorry to give such a long speech about that, but I think it's really important for people to understand that if you look to the wrong place, you're never going to get the right answer. If you're facing west, you're not going to see the rising sun. It's just not going to happen. So you have to face in the right direction, and you have to apply yourself to learning about what America really is about and the biblical worldview that it's based on. And what we try to do in this, too, in the Constitution is provide that framework. We're not perfect. We don't have every answer. We're just a group that's recognized the need for Americans to start thinking like Americans again. Because if we start thinking like Americans again, Dr. Stan, there's this great hope we have that perhaps in God's providence we'll start acting like Americans again. But it begins with the people having this knowledge, and then of course we pray that will be that will enlighten people and motivate people to reclaim their own history and heritage of liberty under law, under God.
And I agree with you. It's vitally important for people to understand the foundation of our freedom. Without an understanding what our founding fathers were thinking, why America is different, what the difference is between a republic, which is what we are, and the democracy, which we have become. Without that basic fundamental understanding, there's no way that we will be able to maintain or to regain our constitutional system of freedom. Go ahead.
Well, if you think about what was in the minds of our founders as they approached this idea of forming a new government. You know, they had the factors that you might consider were important leading up to independence. Here you had the colonies had been actually formed way back, going all the way back to the 1620s. You had people who shared a biblical worldview and certain ideas about freedom and justice, and they were being there came a time in history where they were being oppressed by the English government. Many of their colonial charters were being abrogated by the crown. There came a time when they decided to declare their independence from a king. They
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org.
This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live. And brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess this afternoon, Michael Perutka of the Institute of the Constitution. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295, because this discussion is seminal and foundational to understand what our freedom is all about and why we're losing it. But before we go on, Michael, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website, and once again, I want you to tell our listeners what the Institute of the Constitution is and why they need to get one of your packets and begin teaching this to the people who are their friends, their relatives, and in the neighborhood.
Well, sure, Dr. Stan, thank you. At the Institute on the Constitution, we're an educational outreach of the law offices of Perutka & Perutka in Pasadena, Maryland. And what we try to do is to provide materials, teaching materials, courses, so that you can understand these basic fundamental principles of American law and government. And in an organized, but not too structured way, but an organized way, and a way that's user friendly, so that you can learn these principles. I've used the shortcut phrase just to say so that we can learn to think like Americans again. We need to recapture our own history, and we do have this history in America. That's the exciting thing. This is our history. We're not learning about some foreign country or at some foreign time. This is our history, our recent history, and we need to learn to recover it. So we put together lectures, they're videos and supplemental materials that you can use to learn yourself or to host a class so that you can help to bring this education to others in your family, your church, your neighborhood, etc. You can get in touch with us by going to iotconline.com. IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. iotconline.com. You could also call us at 866-730-9796. Pastor David Whitney works with us and others there that will be happy to talk to you, to try to get you the right materials that you might need, the right information that you might need, so that you can learn about American law and government, and you can learn these principles, and you can learn them in such a way that you'd be an effective witness and an agent to teach them to others. So,
and I really think it's rather exciting to realize that all across America, literally in every state, there are groups of people who have taken these courses, and you'll see them at the tea parties. They had a recent march on Washington, D.C., with probably somewhere between 1 million and 1.5 million people there. Well, there is a great awakening in America, and believe me, the enemies of freedom, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, are frightened to death that the American people are going to just say, we're not going to take this, you are traitors to our country, you have violated your oath to uphold our Constitution. The law of our land is our Constitution, and we're going to reclaim that law. We're going to reclaim our freedom. This is happening all across America, and the average individual is not allowed to know that because the Brotherhood of Darkness, these wicked people who hate freedom, who hate America, who hate God, certainly control the media, and so they don't show you the pictures of that massive march in Washington, D.C., or the tea parties taking place all across America, and they will never tell you about the Institute of the Constitution, or they have, branches, they have extensions, they have classes in literally every community in America. Isn't that fairly accurate, Michael?
Yes, it is. It is accurate. In the last 10 years, we have lost count of how many people have taken the course. We've lost count of how many times the course has been given. We didn't intend to lose count, but by God's grace, we actually did lose count because it's so many people. And we feel it's safe to say that at this point it has been taught in every state, not in every community yet, but in every state. And we hope soon that it can be taught in every community so that everybody can have an opportunity to learn about this history of American law and liberty and government, because we need these tools. We need these tools so that we can know and be able to discern exactly what is happening when we see and we hear about the oppressions and the usurpations and the things that are happening in government. We listened last night in a class, Dr. Stan, just as an aside, I believe the senator's name from Delaware is Carpin, I think. We listened to a short tape where I think he's the senator. He was a congressman from Delaware who replaced Biden when Biden became Joe Biden, when Biden became vice president. But someone interviewed him, not a member of the major media, but just a local media type person, interviewed him, asking him if he was going to read the health care legislation. And the answer that he gave was so preposterous, Dr. Stan. Basically, he said, I would never read the legislative language because it's arcane, it's incomprehensible. He actually called it gibberish. He said, it's gibberish. There's no reason to read that. He said, anybody who reads that and says they understand it is really really not telling you the truth. And so the reporter asked him, well, is it okay if the other party reads it? Is it okay if Republicans read it, for example? And he said, well, I don't know why they would want to read it because, you can't understand it. It's arcane and it's incomprehensible and it's gibberish. And then he said, well, would it be okay if the American people read it? He went, there's really no reason for the American people to read it because they won't be able to understand it. Many of us don't even understand it, so it's useless to read. Now, he went on for about 3 or 4 minutes basically saying that he's going to vote for something that it's arcane, incomprehensible, and gibberish. And it seems to me that rises all the way, at least to the level of treason, for someone to vote for something when he has declared publicly that he has no comprehension of what it is.
Well, I think, unfortunately, that is often the case. Of course, he's voting for a legislation he doesn't understand. For legislation we can't afford, legislation that's put forward by a president who smokes cigars and drinks beer and all these things, bad for his health, and certainly they are doing this in an effort, of course, not to help the average American, but to control them. Well, let's go quickly to Steve, who's been waiting patiently. Steve's in Pennsylvania. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Steve. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
A question, Dr. Stan. Thank you. You're a great guest this evening. I've been heavily thinking about, what rights we have left under the Constitution. And to put it simply, we have the right to possess a gun in our house if we pay the tax and everything. And then we have the right of free speech. But, of course, they have the right to listen to us and they have the right to put us on a list. So, really, Dr. Stan, and I'll listen off air, what? If it isn't for those two rights that everybody thinks we have, okay, the gun ownership issue, and, which are all registered anyway, or most of them are, and one aren't, the neighbors won't turn in, and then the fact that we have freedom of speech, but that we're being recorded, what freedoms you know, haven't they taken over from the Constitution? And I'll listen off air. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Thanks, Stephen. I think it's a very legitimate question. We lost Michael. I'm going to have my producer get Michael back on the line. But I think it's vitally important that we understand we have those rights. They cannot abridge the Constitution. They may try to, but the Constitution is the law of the land. But we get a lot of criminals and traitors in Washington, D.C., who are systematically undermining the fabric of our Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the United States. I certainly sympathize with Steve's feelings, but these are our rights because we are Americans. We are unique among the people of the world. All we need to do is proclaim those rights. And, of course, there are an awful lot of people out there who are still good Americans, but they need to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. They need to understand what the Constitution says, and once they do, I think they're going to be very angry. So let's go. Michael, are you back?
Yes, I'm here with you. I'm sorry about that.
All right. No, that was my fault, not yours. Let's go to Dave in calling from Vermont. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. Michael made a reference to reading the bill, and I would like to ask him, make a statement first, that they don't write the bills, they don't read the bills, and they don't listen to us. So my question for Michael is, what are we paying them to do, and where is it that it's written, spelled out, for us to see what their job description is? I mean, what are they doing down there if they don't write the bills and they don't read the bills? Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Very legitimate question. Do you want to go ahead and then take that on, Michael?
Well, sure. It's a very legitimate question. I'm going to apologize for starters because I'm not sure I can actually answer it because I, to some extent, the answer is I don't know. But the question, in a sense, answers itself. That they're not reading the bills, they're not writing the bills, the fact that they're not writing the bills is really even a more devious situation. There is what it bespeaks of is there's a higher authority, there's another authority that's actually pulling the strings, making the decisions. What it begs the question is whether or not, and I think the answer is obvious that they are, that they're bought and paid for, that they're acting in a way that's there so that their allegiance is not to their oath of office. It's a huge problem, and I think if there wasn't so much power concentrated in Washington D.C., then there wouldn't be such an ability to have that power corrupted.
Let me point out something that I've been reading a little of Mark Twain recently, and Mark Twain 100 years ago went on a road trip across America, and one of his favorite lines was, "Well, let's imagine I was a member of Congress, and then let's imagine I was stupid. Oh, but I'm sorry, there, here, I'm repeating myself," right. And everybody in the audience would laugh. Why? Because 100 years ago, people realized that most of our congressmen and senators were simply there, so they get up and they could jump up and down and argue back and forth. Now, this isn't to say we don't have a few good men there, and we do, and a few men I really respect, but most of it is simply all show business. There is an elite, and those of you who haven't read my newsletters dealing with, of course, the time of Andrew Jackson in the 1830s, when Andrew Jackson challenged the people who controlled our government at that time, and that was the people who controlled our central bank. But Andrew Jackson, despite the fact that the majority of the members of Congress were against him, the fact that many of his members of his cabinet were against him, the fact that his vice president opposed him, Andrew Jackson stood for the Constitution. If you haven't read his farewell address, It's well worthwhile, and we covered it in three newsletters, I think, June, July, May, June, and July, and I suggest you get those and read them to understand that what we need is just a few good men, because the average American in 1830s understood our Constitution and proclaimed freedom and supported the president who proclaimed it. Now, basically, there's a small group that controls our nation, and there always has been, but when the Constitution was in force, it didn't really matter because there was so little the federal government could do. It's only with the expansion of our government, and people have forgotten that we are not a democracy. We've got to rekindle this understanding of the foundations of our freedom. And once we do, we're going to be able to take America back. Go right ahead.
Well, already, Dr. Stan, excuse me, already, I mean, I see that there's been a great resurgence of interest in what we're doing, for example, an Institute on the Constitution, not just what we're doing, but certainly we've seen it. We've seen people flocking to our classes now, wanting to understand. I think their suspicions were heightened when there was a huge, unbelievable, massive bailout. I think their suspicions were heightened when the insurance industry was basically federalized. I think their interest was heightened when the auto industry was taken over, and when maybe some of them lost their jobs and continue to lose their jobs. I think with this with the idea that healthcare at a frightening pace is these events have been occurring in less than a year of the Obama presidency or non-presidency as. You go with my earlier comments. There's this frightening pace of centralized takeovers. People are waking up, and I'm sorry that they're waking up so late in the game, but at least people are waking up and wanting to understand and wanting to do something. I think the first thing before they do something is to understand. And to understand what is actually happening, and to understand these documents of freedom, and understand the principles on which they are founded, so that we just don't proceed into some kind of anarchy. But there is a great deal of unrest and dissatisfaction on the part of many, many people, which we're seeing, which is causing our classes. And interest in our materials to really start to skyrocket.
And I think that's really great. And I think that's really exciting. And of course, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to take your time and your wealth and your and every sacrifice the time that you could spend with your family to try to save America. But America is a dream, really. It's a unique nation. We must do everything we can to try to preserve it. I'm not certain we can. The real question is, are there enough Americans out there who really care? Once again, Michael, get your telephone number out, please.
Sure, 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796. And our website is iotconline.com. And also The American View, TheAmericanView.com.
TheAmericanView.com. Can we reclaim that vision?
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Versives and traders. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Michael, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
It's been a great honor. Thank you, Dr. Stan. See you soon.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Michael Perutka, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Then, of course, we're going to be having our all-day seminar on the 25th of October. That's 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. And, of course, it's going to be here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. You're going to need a reservation. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want to remind you, you need weapons for what lies ahead, and probably the best weapon you could have is not a rifle or a pistol, because there's no way an individual can stand against the sophisticated military that the enemy has taken control of. Oh, but the one thing, of course, we need is a weapon to educate others, and so this is why we're offering a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, the book costs $12.95, but you can get 60 books for a little over $2 each, $149.95 plus shipping, and of course, this is so we can get the book reprinted. This is why we make an offer of this sort, but it'll help us. But it will help you to educate others. So if you're in a position to order a case of books, we will not bill your credit card until we have a full contingent of people ready to, on board, and then we'll get the book reprinted, and certainly you'll get your books, and we will have a good supply to continue supplying them and educating people about the spiritual nature of the battle that's underway today. Now, if you want to understand the swine flu epidemic, which is totally contrived, it's a very mild disease. If you go into the background, and will be, incidentally, if you're living in the central coast of California, I will be on the air tomorrow debating the swine flu epidemic on KSCO 1080 on your dial. It's can be heard anywhere in Northern California, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 1080 on the dial, debating the swine flu epidemic and the irresponsible response upon the part of the CDC. And then, of course, the We do hope that you'll want to get material on vaccines and how they are being used to destroy the minds of our children. The recent announcement within last week that 1 in 100 American children is now autistic. That means that 1 in every 60 or 70 boys is autistic. Their lives have been destroyed. The greatest human tragedy of all time. Well, Sydney, you want first to get our 4-tape set on autism. You want to get our 4-tape set on vaccine update 2009. That's vaccine update 2009. It's a 4-CD set. You want to get the book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And the book, The Vaccine Safety Manual. This is a winning issue. The other side likes to talk about, oh, we're so concerned about the children. Ladies and gentlemen, they are intentionally destroying the lives of our children. You don't see this disease among the Amish children who aren't vaccinated. You don't see the allergy among the, or very, very rarely among the Amish children who aren't vaccinated. 1 in 9 American children is hyperimmune and has asthma and other allergies and hay fever and all sorts of diseases. They're creating, and, well, that's the talk I'm going to be given. Understand, they're destroying the lives of the American people, and they know what they're doing. Just as we're killing off the blacks in Africa with AIDS and with malaria, and we've outlawed the use of DDT. Why? Because it was saving the lives of so many little black children, and they're destroying the children, and they know what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen,